Okay, from an ecological point of view, when you live on an island, regardless of the size, then you have to think differently, like what you have here in a huge landmass like Brazil or South America or Asian mainland and all that. The first thing is actually about water. And in fact, the name of the phenomenon is water lenses, like lenses. So once you dig deep enough and extract anything, abuse the water lens, then the empty water lens will be filled by seawater. And it's called intrusions of salt waters. And that's the ends of the many things, you know, the vegetations, the food regimes that based on fresh water and all that. So everything changed abruptly. And lots and lots of small islands actually got killed by this process of water abuse. For example, there's 105 islands just on the mouth of Jakarta Bay, the islands. It's called the Thousand Islands. And, you know, the oligarchy, the cronies of the last president, Suharto, and all this, they pick, you know, islands of their choice, and then and they will, you know, will drill the corals and all that. And so another thing that really close to my heart is actually Bali. In fact, all of Indonesia should learn from Bali, because the Balinese indigenous knowledge systems somehow developed knowledge how to live together with water. And actually they put water is on top of life. So it's sacred water, and they not even calling water, it's called tirta, which is sacred water. And this is what I learned in my childhood, and then when I return, it's all a mess because of this World Bank Bali Master Plan in 1970 that basically treat Bali as a single commodity for tourism and all that. And that's where there's this aggressions and abuse of the aquifer, the groundwater, the surface water, and all that, that they, you know, protect with all these rituals and all that. In fact, the religions of the Balinese is called religions of water. And so not every island got blessed with this kind of knowledge. And so we check, for example, 800 islands of the so-called Lesser Sunda Islands from Bali up to the east. And then we found out that actually there's no strong sense of being on the same island. So they fight against one another and all that. So Bali is still actually a reference. The worst thing is actually among the biggest islands. Between 1970 to 2010, the big island of Kalimantan got destroyed, particularly the water. So over 3 years, I did a survey research with a group called Ecosoc Rights Institute. And we checked 9 major watersheds of Kalimantan. It's all devastated. It's only a small patches left. And this is confirmed by combined efforts using satellite images and all that. So within the short 4 decades, actually, the whole waterscapes of Kalimantan has been destroyed. And now we face very scary prospects for West Papua, so the western part of New Guinea. Huge waterscapes. The largest is called Mambramo River that flow to the Pacific. And it's going to be the target for humongous hydro dam projects, maybe more than 20 gigawatts or so. And it's already offered to the Chinese government last year, I think. And so you can imagine now water is becoming the bone of contentions, even fights among tribes now, that's based on the scarcity of water.
Thank you.